Bugs get worms if it's been frozen solid. Can they still pick up a parasite and get worms from it?
Most of the time, if it's been frozen for 3 weeks, even moose meat, the tapeworms and stuff are actually frozen and usually dead. So that would probably, you're probably safe. But, you know, I think cooking it still is good because it's not just the worms. It's like the bacteria that could possibly be there. And the bacteria can actually live a little longer than the worms. So, like, especially in, like, cows or red meat from moose or something like that, they can get Clostridium. So I'd still cook it.
All right, good enough.
You know, let's go to our next one here. Hold
on. Boom. Here we go.
My question is, my dog's got a French Mastiff, and his gums appear to be irritated and, like, maybe kind of bleeding almost. I was wondering if I could, what can I do for that?
Has he been chewing on anything hard? Any raw hides or toys?
Oh, yeah. He gets all that.
But yet, his gums usually don't bleed when he chews
right.
on it?
Exactly.
Not just started.
Yep.
Well, you know, you probably should have your veterinarian look at that just to make sure there's not like a bad tooth. In fact, I had somebody come in yesterday. Dog was really sick and it had a huge abscess and a tooth. I mean, we thought it was going to be major stuff, but there it was, just abscessed out. And it makes him pretty ill, and it can make him bleed, the gums bleed. So I'd say, especially if you see that black stuff starting to develop on the teeth or brown, kind of a barnacle, that's called calculus. And that's something you want to get off because bacteria live in the calculus, release toxins, dissolve the bone, and next thing you know, tooth is falling out.
There you go. Well, you know, calculus is bad. Math is hard. Here we go.
I have a 4-month old Yorkie, and I gave him a bath, and I got a little water, I believe, in his right ear, and I'm wondering, I can tell it's irritating him a little bit, but I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do to make him feel any better. Is there any home remedies, or I'm probably just going to take him right into the vet, but...
Usually what happens with ear infections, water can do it.
Start it again. There you
go. Sorry, I didn't hear it the first time. Yeah, thank you. No, what happens with ears is with dogs, of course, they have this little periscoping kind of ear canal that goes down alongside their head about an inch or so, and then it goes into the, you know, right into where would be like our ear. So you can use a Q-tip after you get out of the bathtub with them. You can take and clean out the water a little bit. There's some really good ear cleaners. I'd rather get it from a veterinarian versus over-the-counter. Over-the-counter ear cleaners are not regulated. Sometimes they're just vinegar, they're peroxide, and it can actually irritate the ear more, no irritating, you know.
But you can get some good ear wash from the vet.
That's, yeah.
And you can get that without having to, can you just get that from the vet, or do you have to take the dog in for a full appointment?
You know, what I usually do is folks come in for like shots and things like that, and they say, hey, can I get a little ear cleaner to kind of keep in there around, so in case I need to clean their ears, or they're hunting dogs
but
and they're out in the water.
At home, if she's concerned about it right now, is there anything she...
What I would do is probably get to the vet. She had mentioned that, and because sometimes, you know, we've talked about this before, ear infections are food allergies. So, you know, you have to go in there and see once what's inside
the
ear.
So it may not necessarily be from the water.
And I don't know how long or when she gave the bath. The bath was, you know, 10 minutes ago, of course. It's going to be irritating. Just take a Q-tip to it. The bath was 3 weeks ago, and it's still itching its ear. Yeah, you need to see your veterinarian.
All right. So one more. Here we go.
My question is, I have two male Staffordshire Terriers, father and son, and we've kept them separated for 3 years now. Neither are thick. They got into a fight this weekend. Does she think that if we got them fixed, would there be any way for them to ever get along?
All right.
Well, you know, most of the time we do it under a year, and then they do a lot better. But, you know, the percentage-wise that they're going to get along after that as they get older is lower, but it's still not zero. So I would say I would definitely do it for the health of the pet. Because those guys are going to be more high risk for cancers and things like that later in life. So I would definitely get them neutered if you're not going to go ahead and breed them. And all it can do is be helpful.
Right. What about for their aggressiveness towards each other? Could it help there, you think?
Yeah, no, it can. I mean, it possibly can. The likelihood of it happening as well as if they were puppies when they were neutered is going to be less. But it's still worth the while. I'd say definitely go ahead and get them neutered.
There you go.
You know, and then get a trainer that's been, you know, gone to training themselves to help you get over this. And they can get trained out.
Okay, there you go. So get a good trainer in there.
Along with a dog whisperer kind of thing, and
get taken care of. There you go. That is Dr. Dee Thornell from Animal House Veterinary Hospital.